Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop. I'm Jaco van der Merwe and I'm joined by Mark Jones. Very interesting this week, or should I say last week, coming out of Munich, the auto show. Now, it's nothing new that VW Volkswagen has committed to an all-electric future from 2030. But what we've seen over the last week or so is things are getting very real with VW showcasing what they called the ID GTI in Munich last week. Now, this is a concept car, obviously all electric. ID is their nameplates for all their fully electric cars. They've had quite a few models over the last few years, which we haven't seen in South Africa. We've had a quick drive and a glimpse of one 2 years ago. But what makes this very significant is that this is the first electric vehicle from VW to basically wear that legendary GTI nameplate. And also some news from VW over the last week is that there's a very clear indication that when the Golf 9 is launched quite a few years from now, the ninth generation, that there will be an R model and it will be an EV. Now, Mark, it's nothing new, like I said, that VW is committed to an all-electric future, but things are starting to hit home now. It's getting close. 2028 is not that far off. It won't be that far off since we see this ID GTI on the road. It's getting very real very quickly, this previous unthinkable electric performance car. Your thoughts on that?
100%. You know, GTI has always been an iconic high-performance hatch for Volkswagen. And I think the sort of die-hard fans are going to go, there's just no way a VW with a GTI badge can be electric. But there's kind of one major thing on the table. They're really going to have no choice, because an all-electric future means if you want a GTI, you're going to have to drive an electric GTI. I'd like to think that Volkswagen, in all their planning and what I've kind of read about it a little, is that it's meant to have the same fun factor and the electronic and chassis control bits. And everything sort of points to being as fun to drive as a GTR, but will they pop in sort of very fake GTR noise, almost like they do now? And will it go as well? Will it feel the same? Time will tell.
Noise obviously be very important now that you mention it, exhaust notes. And if you look at, you go to any motoring show, you go, I'm talking about aftermarket modifications. Obviously, the sound, the virpa from the GTI, I mean, that is so woven into local folklore. And the Krapovich exhaust system, which VW themselves offer as an optional extra when you buy it. But I mean, then obviously a lot of people just do it at an aftermarket place anyway. That sound is just so important. Do you think that, obviously, while you're still having all the fun, all the dynamics, I mean, is that something that can be manufactured? Will it be the same if it's artificial, like we see in a lot of performance cars with AMG that's put a lot of effort into the sound, making it audible to other motorists, pedestrians? But will it actually be the same?
I don't think it'll exactly be the same, but I think it'll be pretty close. I have no doubt they'll work hard on it. They will do a lot of testing to try and, at least on the inside, get an authentic sound. I don't know how it'll play out. But it would be a mindset change. You're going to have to accept that your GTR on the inside sounds great, but on the outside is silent. And I don't know, will it have that show-off factor? I don't know. But again, maybe not us, because we're getting older and remember the sort of good old petrol days. But the next generation, and that'll be more involved in driving electric cars, they might be more accepting of a GTR or any high-performance car that doesn't really make a lot of noise, because not too blunt, that's all they're going to be used to soon. So yeah, not so sure it'll pan out.
Yeah, of course, our forefathers said there'd be no replacement ever for a horse, and look what's happened over the last 100, 150 years. So yeah, that's a good point. Just going back to the all-electric future, very interesting, should I say, rumors coming out of AMG camp, the Mercedes camp. Of course, we know we're talking about the new, can I say, generation performance engines, which they also said will be an intermediate step on their way to an all-electric future. And I mean, obviously, a lot of controversy around when the new C43 AMG was launched with a four-cylinder, two-liter engine, which was obviously featuring all that electrical hybrid assistance, and then also took a lot of flack for it over social media last year when they announced it. And up until an extent where there's been contrasting rumors over the last few months that insiders from AMG says that not the C63, the 4-liter, 2-liter, 4-cylinder one we're getting now, but the generation thereafter, they're going to bring back the 4-liter V8 engine. And a lot of people in the know seem to be saying that's going to be the way to go. And then over the last few weeks, other people from inside Mercedes-Benz said that there's no way that's going to happen. But, I mean, Mark, very interesting that a brand that's committed themselves to an all-electric future, that there's just the fact, and I mean the old adage where there's smoke, there's fire, just the fact that it's a little talking point all of a sudden again, you know, what does that mean for public interest, for overall brand perception of these, you know, their philosophies going to the future?
Well, I think Mercedes AMG suffer the sort of same fate as VW and any other sort of brand that has a performance model going on. So they are committed to electric future. I've got to be honest, I can't see a 4-liter V8 coming back. They were heading so much in the other direction that it's almost unfathomable, unless somebody there gets sort of some clever way of saying, listen, if we build 100,000 little emission-free A classes and C classes and whatever, maybe if we add those, like they do, those zeros to the big emission numbers of the E63 or that sort of engine, maybe they can get away with keeping a few petrol-engined cars still on their sort of showroom floor, so to speak. Porsche does it. I mean, they're not at this stage, and never say never, like you said. You know, the horse was never going to be replaced. Porsche says the 911 is never going to be electric. Never say never, but I doubt a V8 is coming back. I just can't see it.
Of course, not everybody is committed to an all-electric future. I mean, Toyota's on record for saying nothing is set in stone yet. There's still various options as far as fuel go. Very interesting at the recent Festival of Motoring, BMW again showcased cars driven by fuel cell technology and going almost back to the hydrogen route, which was on the table, it seems, 15 plus years ago, and not suddenly, it's always been there, but a lot of focus on it because the world over, we sort of the whole world have sort of realized just going all out electric overnight is not that easy. And there's a lot of issues around electricity and such. But I mean, as these, we actually get our hands on these EVs, as always, Mark will be just too eager to take them to Gerotech, whether they are fun or not, whether they have sound or not. Mark will run the data and we will give you their times and compare them to the, can I call them, the outgoing internal combustion engine machines. But until such time, thank you for listening to Pit Stop this week. I was Jaco van der Merwe and I was joined by Mark Jones. Goodbye.